This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Geeks Wire Customer Care. Felicia speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Felicia. This is Nina at XPO Logistics. I'm calling for a breeze code for a technician.
Okay, and what is that number?
That number is 665-945-67. Michael Wilson.
All right, give me one moment here.
Okay.
My computer just gone a little slow, so bear with me.
It wants barbecue for Memorial Day.
Right.
I know I do. I want a juicy hamburger. Turkey burger that.
I'm a, as they call it,
freak it. Grilled some turkey burgers, and I wasn't really satisfied with them. So I'm going to aluminum foil these and put some bell pepper and onions in it.
Oh, that sounds good too.
And see how it goes.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be good.
Cause turkey burgers, I didn't get hooked on them. They're nutritious.
Oh yeah. Yep, they healthy for you.
They be like turkey burgers.
Yep. They better get on board.
What? Oh, health wise, they will.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And what's going on with that order today?
Okay, I'm sorry. The technician stated that when he pre-called the customer for the service call, the customer said that they never requested one. So when he pre-called, he just left a voice message advising their arrival.
Uh-huh.
But then when he got there, the husband, Michael Wilson, said that he refused the service call because he never requested one.
Okay.
Now, when I called back to verify, the wife was upstairs. I'm talking to both of them on the phone. And she was like that he forgot to tell the technician that they still needed the service call because after the fact, it's something wrong with the fridge. I said, well, that's when she got on the phone because I was asking him, why didn't you tell him to come on if you need the service call? Anyway, but it was just miscommunication, I guess, between the customers. And it has to be rescheduled. The next available date is the 8th. They're only in the area on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And what I did was I rescheduled it, so I need to unreschedule it and let you do it.
If you schedule it already, it should be fine. Let me see here. Let me look.
Because I just put it for the next available day, so they won't try to, no one would reschedule before then.
Yeah, that's fine. You can reschedule for that day, and we can just put it in the notes, and that'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fine. And I'll go in and add the notes in too that they was confused on the service call for the fridge.
Was confused on the service call. And then they would let me get off the phone. I was like, okay, I need to call him. The reason why he can't come back out there because I was on the phone with them for 30 minutes, it looked like. I said, a man is probably out of the area now. I was trying to get back with the technician to see could he, turn around and come back. He said, Nina, I'm out of the area. I said, nothing else left to be said because I told them that I'll call them back with the reschedule. But I hope you would call them.
I'll give them a call. Goodness. I can give them a call. Yep. I can give them a call too and let them know that they out of the area. They have to be rescheduled because he was there.
Oh, goodness. That was like, I wanted to say, ugh. Oh, dear.
And it's going to be Michael Wilson.
Yes.
Yep. Michael. Definitely going to have to be rescheduled. reschedule. Yep. Can't touch it right now on my end.
You said you can't touch his own
order number.
Want me to give it to you again?
Yeah, 66 exit 6659 4567.
Yes.
And it's for the fridge, correct?
It's for